When I coach and talk with women about losing weight, one of the questions I ask is, what is keeping you from meeting your weight loss goals? Or I may ask, what is your biggest obstacle? Now, I get a lot of different answers, but ranking in the top three is, I just can't stay consistent, or I struggle with consistency, I don't work out consistently, or I can't eat clean consistently. Now, it may be said in a number of different ways, but the word consistency consistently shows up. And that statement is usually followed by some negative self-talk. Is that you? Do you struggle with being consistent, working out, or eating in a way that you know will get you to where you want to be? Do you like start a plan on Monday and by Tuesday night you've decided to wait until next Monday? Well, if that is you, first let me start by saying that you are not lazy, you are not a failure, and willpower is not always the answer. The next two episodes are from me to you because I've 100% been there as well. So, let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And I am super excited that you dropped into my little corner of the podcast world today. I hope you're having an amazing start to your week because it is a Monday at the time of this recording, or whenever you're listening, I'm sending you positive energy. I'm sending positive energy your way. And I'm also super excited because this is my 25th episode. If you've been listening from the beginning, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate you. And if you're new to this podcast, welcome. I am so glad to have you. Please be sure to share this podcast with someone who can use the support. I'm always looking to educate, empower, and to grow our community. And also, speaking of community, I want to let you know that I'm doing a bit of a relaunch of the Facebook group. And I'm going to share more about that with you at the end. So please stick around. So let's get into consistently. Let's get into consistently. Let's talk about consistency. I'm so excited, y'all. And when I get excited, I trip over my words. So I'm going to slow it down just a tad and talk about consistency. So if you've been listening to my podcast for a bit, then you've probably heard me say the word consistency at least 20 times in the past episode. And that's in the past episodes. And that's probably an underestimate. But in these next two episodes, I want to talk just about that. I want to talk about consistency because I know that it can be hard to be consistent in life in general with all the things coming at us at 100 miles an hour. Working out, eating clean, drinking your water, getting enough sleep always manages to get to the bottom of your list of things to do. While our intentions are high, those things seem to rank the lowest in our consistency rankings. And when you're not consistent with your wellness goals, it can really have a negative impact on your self-confidence and your belief in self, especially when you find yourself starting over and over and over and over and over again. Trust me, I know that it can be downright painful and just mentally taxing and exhausting. And like I said, I know this because I've been there, which is why I wanted to talk about consistency from more than just a you just need to do it standpoint or a willpower perspective. Because there's more to it. There's more to consistency than just that. It isn't as always as easy as just willing ourselves to do the things that we know we need to do to get the results that we know we want. So again, in these two next episodes, I'm going to talk about consistency. In this first episode today, I'm going to talk about how our hormones play a role in consistency. And in the next episode, I'm going to talk about consistency from a mindset perspective. I'm going to talk about ways that we can shift our mindset about consistency. Okay, so like I was saying earlier, many of us, self included, we beat ourselves up when we can't stay consistent. I think we equate inconsistency to a lack of willpower, and then we let the negative self-talk run rampant in our head. But that's just not it. That is not everything to consistency. Now, you know, as we hit 40s and beyond, our bodies, they like to throw us a curveball from time to time. And one of those big players in the game is, like I said earlier, our hormones. Our hormones, ladies, they can throw us a curveball or two. So we have to acknowledge and understand that the impact of our age and our hormonal changes can, and they often do, make it challenging to stay consistent with many things in life, including eating healthy and exercise. Now, I know you're probably thinking to yourself, LaDon, girl, are you trying to tell me that my hormones are making me inconsistent? I would say yes. I would say yes, it may play a role in your inconsistency. Now, stay with me, all right? Stay with me, and I want to explain why. Now, in episode 20, which was Hormone Harmony, I talked about things that you can do naturally to balance your hormones. So I'm not going to rehash that entire episode, but I do want to focus on how three specific hormones may have a direct or an indirect impact on your consistency. So keeping it real simple, our estrogen, progesterone, and thyroid hormones, they're like a trio that run the show. And of course, they're all very interconnected, and they have a tendency to mess with our energy, our motivation, and even our metabolism. So let's talk about estrogen first. Now, I'm going to talk about her. She's like an old friend. She's like a friend that you've had for a long time, but she's starting to change. She's starting to change as the years go by. And as we age, estrogen is like that friend that starts to change. The levels start to decline over time. Now, it's natural, of course, but it does not come without its quirks. You may find that you lack the usual drive or enthusiasm that you once had. And with that lack of drive and enthusiasm, reading a book or scrolling on social media or binging a Netflix show, that all might sound better than doing some squats or some bicep curls. And estrogen can play a role in some of the emotional roller coasters that we experience. So feeling a shift or a dip in your energy on top of the ups and downs of emotions, that can all make it harder to find the energy and the focus to stay on top of the workouts and eating healthy. Now let's talk about changes in progesterone. She's our friend. She's the one that used to get up. She was game for getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning to do a workout. But now she's the girl that is always hitting the snooze button. As we move closer to menopause, progesterone decides to get brand new on us, and it decides to decrease. Now, this can lead to disrupted sleep patterns, which in turn can cause fatigue and a constant feeling of tiredness. So when you're tired, finding the energy for exercise or thinking about something like meal prep, that can all feel like an uphill battle. Then there's the thyroid hormone. And I have a difficult time saying thyroid and hormone together. But anywho, she's like the manager of your metabolism. And she's switched it up again too. She switched it on us. She used to race everywhere, race and run. Now she's moving at a leisurely snail's pace. And simply put, that means that your body may not burn calories as efficiently as it used to. And that makes weight loss and weight management more challenging. So what that looks like is the effort that you put in doesn't always reflect in your clothes or on the scale. You may not see everything that you're doing. So if you're firing on all cylinders and you're like, I'm doing all this work and I'm not seeing any changes, you can thank your metabolism for that. Now, as I said in episode 20, there are over 50 hormones in the body, and I'm not saying that these three are the root causes of you being inconsistent, but here's the deal. Our bodies naturally go through changes, including a gradual decline in energy levels. This dip in energy can make getting to your workouts feel like climbing a mountain. And for me, sometimes it's like a fog that sometimes clouds my focus. Now, what I do want to say though is that it is not all doom and gloom from here. Here's the thing that I want you to remember. These hormonal changes are completely normal. They're a complete normal part of our aging process. They can definitely influence your motivation, your energy levels, and your metabolism. But it's about tuning in and being aware of these changes, and then finding ways to work with and navigate these changes while still keeping your well-being in focus. So let's talk about awareness. And I'm going to use me as an example. Now, back in the day, I used to get up at the crack of dawn with a very little sleep. I'm talking, I would go to bed at 10 or 11 p.m., and I would get up at 4 a.m. to get to the gym by 5 a.m., and I'd train for about 90 minutes, I'd shower, and then I'd go to work. Now, of course, this was before I had my son, and I was in my 30s at the time. And at that time, I was competing, and I was also working to move up the corporate ladder, so I had like crazy ambition and drive. And I kept that pace up for several years. Now, fast forward to now, we moved to a new state 2 years ago, and it's starting to feel like home for me, and I'm finally getting back into a true rhythm. So I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to get up at 4:30 a.m. I'm going to do my daily devotional. I'm going to work out and I'm going to shower. I'm going to do all of this uninterrupted. Well, I'm here to tell you, my workouts were subpar at best. Actually, they sucked. And on top of that, by midday, I needed a nap and some caffeine, or actually, I probably needed both. And I was so frustrated because I was thinking to myself, I used to do this all the time, no issue. I was thinking to myself, you have a flexible schedule, you can do this. But then I had to step back and have the same conversation with myself that I'm having with you right now. Things are different, LaDon. Your body and your hormones are different. You need more than 6 or 7 hours of sleep. Actually, I'm needing more like 8 or 9 hours of sleep. And as I mentioned in my previous episode, I try to work out and shower before my son gets up. So I convinced myself that I had to get up early in order to do that. Well, again, my body was like, no, that is not what we're going to do. We're not going to do that at 4:30. So I had to be aware of how my lack of sleep impacted my workouts and my day overall. And I had to A, accept that if I wanted to get up early, I had to go to bed earlier, and B, that I wouldn't always have the ideal morning routine and work out all the time. Sometimes good is good enough. So I've since given myself grace, and 5 a.m. is the absolute earliest that I get up now. And I'm actually even considering moving that to 5:30 or 6 because I have the flexibilities. But there is absolutely no more 4:30 a.m. workout calls for me. No more wake-up calls at 4:30 a.m. So my point in saying all of this is that we, A, need to be aware, and the second part of that is that we need to adapt and find ways to navigate these changes. Like I just mentioned, I changed my workout time to 5 a.m., and I also have to be okay that sometimes it may be later and sometimes I may not get a workout in. And that's what I want you to take away. I want you to take the steps that are within your power to navigate some of these hormonal changes and do the things that will help support your hormone balance, such as getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep when you can. I know it isn't always possible, but when you can, prioritize your sleep. It is so, so important. The second thing that I want you to try to do is manage your stress as much as possible. Again, not always possible to not have any stress, but as I said earlier, awareness is the key. What are some of the triggers and how can you manage those responses? I'm actually on that journey as well right now as a side note. I know that we cannot live stress-free. I've said that before. Good or bad, the changes in life, they cause us to react and respond. But it's how we respond to those. It's how we're aware and then how we respond is really, really key. Eating nutrient-dense foods is another way that you want to try to support your hormone balance. Additionally, getting advice from your healthcare provider or a hormone specialist that may provide further insights into managing your hormonal changes. I want you to remember that you don't have to be alone on this journey, and there are definitely lots of resources available to support you along the way. So as I close out this episode, I want to stress that willpower doesn't equal consistency. There are changes that are happening to us that impact how we feel and how we perform on a day-to-day basis. So here are a few things I want you to keep in mind and do for yourself. I want you to take stock of how you're feeling and become self-aware of why you're feeling that way. And then number two, when you're not consistent, have grace with yourself. I know I say it all the time, and I'm going to keep saying it. I want you to have grace with yourself. Number three, figure out what you can change or how you can adapt to those changes. Is it more sleep? Is it more water? Do you need to work out less days? Whatever it is, make those changes. And then number four, if you need to, reach out for additional support, whatever that support looks like for you. And lastly, embrace your inner strength and your resilience as you navigate these hormonal shifts. I say that with everything I have, because I am going through and have gone through these hormonal changes. And until I stop and really evaluate them, I'm not always aware that that's what's happening. But I do want to encourage you to know that it is a natural part of life, which I'm sure you know, but I want you to embrace your inner strength and your resilience because you have that to make it through and navigate these hormonal shifts. All right, so next Monday, I'm going to be talking more about consistency, but I'm going to be talking about it from a mindset perspective. So I want you to make sure that you stop by. And before I go, I wanted to let you know that I've done a relaunch on our Facebook community. It's been on a bit of a hiatus because I really wanted to double down and focus on showing up for you guys on this podcast. And now that I've gotten a rhythm, I wanted to make sure that there is an active and thriving place for you to go for support, for encouragement, and some fun with some women that are on the same journey as you. So I have some really fun and exciting things planned in the upcoming months. So I want you definitely to be a part of that. I've put a link to the community in the show notes, and you can also search on Facebook, Healthy Habits 180. All right, ladies, that is all, said the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.